Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, August 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers are back home after their first preseason victory, 21-7 over the St. Louis Rams at the Edward Jones Dome on Saturday. Aaron Rodgers getting his first preseason action, played two series, engineered 10 points. He went 11 of 13 with a touchdown pass to Randall Cobb.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got the tempo up, went down the field, and scored, and then came back down, had a good drive, put some more points on the board, so... Tempo was good. The efficiency was pretty good, and we stayed healthy.
Only injury of note, tight end Brandon Bostic had to leave the game with a lower leg injury in the second half. Some youngsters really stepped up, like Jayrone Elliott on defense, the outside linebacker with three sacks and a forced fumble in a span of four snaps. And seventh-round draft choice Jeff Janis in his first preseason action after battling shingles the first week of training camp catches a 34-yard touchdown toss from Matt Flynn.
I was a little nervous at first, you know, for the first offensive series, but after that, you know, I just kind of started feeling like practice again, and luckily made that play out there, so it felt pretty good.
Head coach Mike McCarthy's is looking at the big picture. Saturday was a step forward.
We're making progress. We wanted to improve today. We keep it simple and clear. We wanted to improve our play style. I think we hit that target as a football team. Quality of play, we studied a video on grade dad. You know, hopefully it's as high as we think it is, and you know, I think it will because the big play production's there, and you have to make big plays in the National Football League to win. And we won the game, so winning's great.
Packers 1-1 in the preseason have their home preseason opener Friday night against the Oakland Raiders at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, Denver routed San Francisco 34-0 on Sunday, spoiling the opening of the $1.2 billion Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Carolina beat Kansas City 28-16. Cleveland and Washington will wrap up the preseason week Monday night. Atlanta Falcons starting left tackle Sam Baker, done for the season, tearing a patella tendon over the weekend. In college football, the Associated Press preseason poll is out. Florida State, a number one selection, followed by Alabama and Oregon, the Wisconsin Badgers, preseason choice number 14. Badgers open the season now in less than 2 weeks against LSU. And out of Major League Baseball, and what a weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. They complete a sweep of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. A come-from-behind win Friday night with five runs in the eighth. They beat Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in baseball, Saturday night 3-2, and on Sunday, a 7-2 victory. Willie Peralta going six innings, scattering five hits. He didn't give up a run for his Major League leading 15th victory. And at the plate, big game from Jonathan Lucroy. A two-run home run in the first, a three-run double in the second off losing pitcher Dan Herron. And Lucroy says, we can play with these guys.
This could be a potential matchup in the playoffs. I mean, I think that, with how good that team is and how good our team is, I think we can end up meeting down the road. So anytime we could take five out of six during the season, you know, and if we meet up with them again at the end of the year, I think it'll give us that confidence knowing that, you know, we can hang with them.
Carlos Gomez adds a solo home run, his 20th of the season, and it's the first time the Dodgers have been swept in a three-game series all year. Herron says there's no shame in that broom.
You know, we came home and we played a really good team. I mean, they're in first place. It's not like, you know, we came home and we got swept by some last-place team. I mean, they're really good, and they show why. I mean, they have a very deep lineup and good pitching.
Brewers match the Dodgers with 70 wins to lead the National League and their lead in the NL Central at three games over St. Louis. Cardinals a winner over San Diego 7-6. Adam Wainwright with his 15th of the year as well. He says he's going to have to keep leading this team.
I think you go through stretches like that sometimes throughout a season. This is the opposite of the way I felt early in the season, especially the whole first half. And I'm coming out though. You know, I'm just gonna keep believing I'm coming out of it, and I'm gonna go out there and continue to try to carry our team deep in the game.
Pittsburgh Pirates have fallen to 5.5 games back. They dropped their fifth in a row as the Washington Nationals won their sixth straight, 6-5 in 11 innings. But the Pirates' Neil Walker says we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, that's a sign of how resilient we are as a baseball team. I mean, that's our MO. We're not gonna give up. We're not gonna stop pushing the envelope. We're gonna play hard. We're gonna put pressure on you up until the very last out.
And the Cincinnati Reds now trail the Brewers by 8 full games as they were swept in a doubleheader by Colorado 10-9 in Game 1. The Rockies score 5 runs in the ninth. Drew Stubbs with a walk-off 3-run home run. In Game 2, Michael Kadire hits for the cycle as the Rockies win 10-5. Made for a very long day for Reds manager Brian Price.
I wish I had more for you. I don't know what to say. The first one, got away from us, and the second one got away from us.
Cubs, a winner over the Mets, 2-1. Starlin Castro with a home run in the top of the ninth. Miami beat Arizona 10-3. Giancarlo Stanton, a three-run blast, his league-leading 32nd of the season. Giants beat the Phillies by a score of 5-2. In the American League, Baltimore gets by Cleveland 4-1. Seattle, a winner over Detroit, 8-1. They pass the Tigers to hold the second wild card position in the American League. Astros get a grand slam from Jose Altuve in beating Boston 8-1. Yankees over Tampa Bay 4-2. Kansas City, a winner over Minnesota 12-6. Royals of 20 out of their last 25. White Sox beat Toronto 7-5. Connor Gillespie with a grand slam home run. Rangers score two in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Angels 3-2. Interleague play, Atlanta beat Oakland 4-3 to complete a sweep of the A's. In minor league baseball, Kane County shut out the Timber Rattlers not once but twice on Sunday, 9-0 in game one, holding the Rattlers to two hits, 3-0 in the nightcap. But Wisconsin still leads the second half wild card race in the Midwest League by two games. They hit the road. They'll be at Clinton on Monday night. Elsewhere in sports, in tennis, the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati, Venus Williams, a straight set win over Anna Ivanovic, 6-4, 6-1, captures her first title on the hard court tournament, and Roger Federer beats Juan David Ferrer for his sixth championship in Cincinnati, a tune-up for the U.S. Open right around the corner. In racing, Jeff Gordon takes the checkered flag in Michigan, his third win of the season, 91st of his career, but the first time he's won at the Michigan Speedway since 2001.
You know, just proud of the effort. I mean, it's just an awesome effort all day to stick with it and have good pit strategy, pit stops, and you know, be in that position there at the end.
Kevin Harvick comes in second, Joey Logano third. Gordon now takes over the points lead in the Sprint Cup standings. And the IndyCars racing at the Milwaukee Mile on Sunday. Pole sitter Will Power takes the checkered flag to extend his season points lead over Elio Castroneves. Plenty of golf on the weekend. The Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina goes to Camille Viegas. A 7-under par final round and a one-shot victory over Bill Haas. His first title since 2010. On the Champions Tour, Bernhard Langer with his fifth win this season. But Kevin Sutherland made the headlines, the first player to shoot a 59 on the Champions Tour. But he followed that up with a 74 on Sunday to finish tied for seventh. Another major title for NB Park, defending her championship at the LPGA Championship, beating Brittany Lincecum on the first playoff hole. Lincecum had the lead on 18, but bogeyed the final to get into the playoff and then bogeyed the extra hole. And the 94th Wisconsin PGA State Open Golf Championship tees off at the Bull in Sheboygan County, first round on Monday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.